All financial advice provided on this show is for entertainment and educational purposes only. The financial ideas and strategies discussed are only provided as a starting point for a conversation about money matters. With regard to your particular investments and financial strategies, consult your financial planner, CPA, or investment professional. All your financial decisions are yours and yours alone to make and subsequently are solely your responsibility. The information that is supplied through the context of the radio program and any repurposing of its content by the host or network is a combination and collection of solid financial investment understanding, opinion, and comments. This network, show, and its host are not liable for financial strategies, outcomes that you employ in any manner that result in any kind of loss. Shares of corporate sponsors may be the subject of buy or sell recommendations in Jay Taylor's newsletter in accordance with Jay's objective opinion.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times with your host, Jay Taylor. This hour will help investors fix issues and achieve personal gain. Now, here's your host, Jay Taylor.
Welcome to Turning Hard Times into Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm talking to you today from San Francisco, California, on this, the 19th day of October, 2021. We do always like to thank you all for listening to the show and also encourage you to send along any comments you might have to questions4taylor@gmail.com, questions4taylor@gmail.com. We also want to thank our sponsors for making this show possible. Today's sponsors, Novo Resources, El Oro Resources, Hannon Metals, Labrador Gold Corp, Lion One Metals, SK Mining Corp, and Firefox Gold. Before we get started with today's show, I want to pass along a comment from Michael Oliver on gold that he provided to his paid subscribers this past weekend. Michael noted once again that he would not want to be short. He would not want to be a gold bear because the shorts are really just spinning their wheels, making no money at all. Meantime, gold is continuing to mark time by building a base before it starts its next major move. Michael said that the key long-term structure MSA is most focused on traces back much further, and it's evident on gold quarterly momentum charts that he provides to his subscribers. Its key breakout level is a weekly close this quarter at $18.25. It's about $55 higher than the $17.70 price that it was trading just before the show began a few minutes ago. I would like to encourage you to consider subscribing to Michael's letter to keep up with the constant information that he provides. You can go to olivermsa.com, olivermsa.com, to keep up with Michael's work. In response to a listener named Art, I would also like to briefly comment on Novo Resources, which has had a declining share price over the last several weeks and a disappointing gold production report for the third quarter ending September 30th. Novo produced 18,144 ounces of gold in Q3, but production during the months of August and September fell considerably shy of the 8,589 ounces of gold produced in July. Dr. Henning is scheduled to come on this show to talk about Novo. That's on Tuesday, November 23rd. Lower levels of production was blamed on in the press release from the company was blamed on lower head grades going to the mill. That was due to mining dilution. The company plans to rectify that problem by closer spaced drilling, pre-production drilling. Given the nuggety nature of gold mineralization in the company's Beaton's Creek project, this problem is not terribly surprising, nor is the market's response to the disappointing production numbers. I think the market will need to see improvement in the current quarter to restore confidence. Some very positive reports on mechanical sorting and more high-grade assays from the Talga project, where the company's recently reported an intercept of 25.5 grams of gold over 3.5 meters, might help bolster the stock in the short term. But until those kinds of positive events occur, I don't see any reason for upside share price optimism immediately, unless, of course, the price of gold breaks out in a major way to the upside. I've titled today's show, How America's Emerging Revolution is Similar to Cuba's. Dr. Roger Moss will be with me in the second segment. Richard Mayberry is my main guest. He'll be with me in the second half of today's show. When President Eisenhower was leaving the White House, he warned Americans of the emerging military-industrial complex that he feared would destroy our democratic form of government. Sadly, it seems President Eisenhower was right, as a massive bureaucracy now makes rules that have nothing to do with the will of the people. A move away from power by the people to power of the government over the electorate to dictate every area of our life has now provoked growing anger among conservatives. Conservatives crave retention of the Constitution that guaranteed the rights of Americans to be free of government tyranny. Much of the current lack of agreement is related to social issues, with economic issues sometimes taking a back seat or seemingly to do so. But increasingly, as the Federal Reserve's counterfeiting actions result in hyperinflation and Americans realize this money printing scam is the reason for their poverty and the massive wealth of the top 1%, Richard believes a setting very similar to Cuba in 1958 may leave power in America up for grabs by a number of interests. Richard will explain what to watch for to determine who will gain power and what investments you should own in preparation for a hyperinflationary event. Richard will be with me in the second half of today's show, as I noted, and Dr. Roger Moss of Labrador Gold Corp will join me right after our first commercial break, which we are about to take now, just a second or two. But I should say that if you are interested in a gold share investment story that has a chance to mirror the emerging multi-million ounce high-grade gold discovery in Newfound Gold, located in the same belt of rocks as Labrador's project, you won't want to miss what Roger has to say right after we return from our first commercial break. So we are going to go to break now, but don't go away, because right back after that will be Dr. Roger Moss of Labrador Gold Corp. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America.
Firefox Gold is actively exploring in Finland, where recent discoveries have sparked a new gold rush. Firefox controls a major portion of a prospective gold belt, giving the company a distinct advantage for exploration and strategic partnerships. The company's strong international leadership team, combined with its Finland-based exploration specialists, will put Firefox on the crest of the coming wave of gold discoveries. Firefox Gold trades on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol FFOX. Go to firefoxgold.com to subscribe for updates.
SK Mining Corp, trading under the symbol ESK on the TSX Venture and ESKYF on the OTCQB, is a mineral exploration company targeting precious metals, rich VMS deposits in the heart of British Columbia's Golden Triangle. SK Mining controls a prospective land package totaling 130,000 acres, which lies across a geologic trend that once hosted the prolific SK Creek Mine. With a world-renowned geological team, funding in place, and shareholders such as Eric Sprott, SK Mining is on the cusp of a world-class discovery. Go to skmining.com to subscribe for updates.
When it comes to business, you'll find the experts here. Voice America Business Network.